Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We give God all the praise and honor and glory for being here tonight. We give him praise for your presence here tonight. Tonight we have our special monthly Praise the Lord Sweet Hour of Prayer program, and we're excited by the grace of God of joining with our other ministers to be able to come before the Lord in a time of corporate prayer, because we know and recognize that the prayers of the enemy, I'm rebuked in Jesus' name, the prayers of the righteous availeth much over our enemies, and we thank God and give him all the praise. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and start off, hallelujah, with a song of praise to help to continue to usher in the presence of our God. And then we're going to continue with this powerful program of corporate prayer, hallelujah. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Victory. There will be victory. I'm turning.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
God, there will be glory. No matter what you may be dealing with, know that as a child of the Most High God, God, he promises that he is working all things together for the good of those that love him. Hallelujah. All things together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. Again, we thank God for everyone that has tuned in. We're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's prayer program by the grace of God. And before we get started with corporate prayers of our ministers, I just want to open the lines and ask if there's anyone on the line that currently has a prayer request tonight that you'd like for us to lift up in prayer. Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will make sure to go ahead and document that prayer request and address it during our time of prayer. Is there anyone tonight that has a prayer request for yourself or your loved ones? Just go ahead and press 1 on the dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio and document your prayer request by the grace of God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 5434. 5434. Go ahead, please.
Hello. This is Pastor Danette, and so I'm requesting prayer for my mother today.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
All right, amen, amen, Pastor Danette. Thank you so much, and we're most certain we'll be lifting Mother Gallo up in prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sharing. Amen. God bless you. Caller, your last 4 digits are 8761. Praise God. Just go ahead, please.
This is Brother Lorenzo Lewis. Listen, just want to ask that we lift up the nation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Lorenzo. We have that documented. Amen. By the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The caller, your last 4 digits are 6769. Go ahead, please.
Asking for a special prayer for my husband, and also special prayer for our young people, as they seem like Satan is being targeted to them. And we ask God to be with our young people, that their minds will be guided back to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Elder Strayhorn. Thank you so much. Yes, we will document
Amen.
That for prayer. Praise
Amen.
God. Is there another tonight? Let's see. Hallelujah. Is there another? I think we've gotten everyone that has prayer requests. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we have these prayer requests documented. Thank you all for sharing these requests. And we will go ahead and get started. And this is the order of prayer for our ministers, just to review. Minister Hilton Britt, then Pastor Constance Whitehurst, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Elder Maddie Green, Pastor Valencia Jackson, and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all the praise. We give God all the honor and all the glory. At this time, we're going to bring Minister Hilton Britt to start into our studio to
Amen.
Start us in prayer. Praise God. Go ahead, Minister Hilton. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. We give honor and glory Amen. To the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. We thank you, Pastors Jasper and Pastor Lisa, for your Pastor Constance, for this opportunity to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge for the people of God throughout this nation and throughout the world. I start in Hebrews 13, verse 18. The man of God says, pray for me. He's exhorting his congregation to pray for him because our leaders need prayer. And after that, he goes on in Hebrews 13, 20 and 21, and as any good shepherd, he stands in the gap and he makes up the hedge for his people. And in this, he says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you, entering your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, O God. We come into your holy place by the precious blood of the Lamb of God to bring you our petitions, O Lord, for your people, O God, and for those who are lost in this world, O God. We proclaim, O Lord, the name of Jesus, O Lord, to the forces of darkness, O Lord, and we declare your glorious gospel is breaking forth, O Lord, in the hearts and the minds of men and women, O Lord, to convict of sin, O God, and of righteousness, O Lord, because, O Lord, you are the Prince of Righteousness, O God, and you are desiring, and you desire, and you are calling forth for a righteous and a holy people, O God. You yourself have set the standard, O Lord. Your word has gone forth, O God, and those who love the Lord, O God, should depart from sin and all unrighteousness, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and light to our hearts and minds, O God. And, Lord, it is breaking forth to convict young men and young women, children, O Lord, old and young, of righteousness and of sin, O God, because we declare that the prince of this world has been judged in Jesus' name, and that the standard of righteousness, the word of our God, O Lord, is being exalted in the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God, to bring down the powers of darkness, to turn again, O Lord, our hearts and minds, O Lord, away from all that corrupts and defiles, and all that, O Lord, is vile and corrupt, O Lord, that we, O Lord, that the people will become sin sick, O God, that we're sick of sin, Lord, and delighting, O God, in that thing that is right and true and more excellent, O God, that good thing, O Lord, that you have sent forth in your Son when you sent him forth into this world, Lord, to be a standard for righteousness, O God, to show men, O Lord, how they should walk, how they should live, O God. O Lord, that men, O Lord, shall turn again into the light of the glorious gospel, O Lord, and allow our eyes and hearts to be illuminated, Lord, by your holy word, Lord, and that we bow down to it, O God, and that we submit to it, Lord. And we love not the wisdom of this world, neither the knowledge of this world, because all that is in the world, O Lord, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, O Lord, and the lust of what we have, O God, is not from the Father, but is from the prince of this world, O God. And the wisdom of this world destroys, O God. The knowledge of the world destroys, O God. But your knowledge, O God, the knowledge of the living Christ brings forth eternal life, O God, and gives life to the full and more abundant. And, Lord, we pray, O Lord, for our church leaders, O God, that they will walk, O Lord, in the reverential fear of you, keeping it before their eyes and within their hearts, O God, and that they will turn away, O Lord, from any unclean thing, O Lord. You that bear the vessels of the Lord will walk in holiness, will walk in righteousness, will walk in the light of his holy ways with a whole heart, with a singleness of mind, delighting in that thing that is good and honorable, and acknowledging you in all of our ways, Lord Jesus. Oh, we pray for your church, O God, that the spirit of your people, O Lord, will humble themselves under your mighty name and under your mighty Holy Spirit and under your throne, O God. We pray, O Lord, O God, that the fear of you will be within our hearts and within our minds, O God, that you will put a new spirit within us, O God, even the reverential fear of the Lord our God, O God, that this is that you will quicken our hearts and minds, Lord, to walk in your ways, O God, and turn again unto you, Lord, to turn again, to turn away from all that would distract, all that would defile, all that, again, would corrupt, O Lord. We're living in a very immoral in profane age, where lawlessness and that which is vile is commonplace. But it must not be commonplace in the hearts of the people of God. It must not be commonplace in our hearts or minds. We are called out people. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, to declare the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the light of the glorious gospel does shine. And whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the word of the living God. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we will walk in the highways of our God. We will walk in the more excellent ways of our God, his praiseworthy ways, because the Lord has been good to us. He has been faithful to us. He has redeemed us, O God, and called us out from the wicked ways of this world. And we must renew our faithfulness unto him. We must renew our commitment unto him. We must honor the king with a whole heart and with a singleness of mind. So therefore, we guard our hearts with all diligence, understanding that out of our hearts are the issues of our lives. And he has given us his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. So let us stand and walk after the ways of the Holy Spirit, the ways of the Holy Ghost, not turning again to that which corrupts and defiles, but following the Lord wholeheartedly and single-mindedly. According to Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever, if there's anything excellent or praiseworthy, we must think upon these things. And we turn away from darkness and turn to the glorious light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, O Lord, we declare that our God, according to his holy word, is a faithful God. And we have seen his faithfulness. We have tasted and seen that the Lord our God is good. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, and the sheep know his voice, and they hearken unto him. And he leads the sheep in green pasture beside the quiet and peaceful waters of rest. And he's a restorer. He's a provider. He's a keeper. And he does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Our God is a faithful God. He will not allow us to be overcome by the powers of darkness. But through it all, he will give us more than enough to stand. He's given us his holy word. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us the precious blood. Oh, let us stand. Let us stand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we thank you that by the power of your blood, Lord, if there's any sick among us, oh, Lord, if there's any sick among us, if there's any hurting, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your precious blood, Lord, we speak divine health and divine life to quicken their mortal bodies by your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
By your precious blood, in the name of Jesus, we declare it, O God, to raise them up, O God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your great love, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that if there are any in need or in lack, O God, again, you are our great shepherd. You are the good shepherd who provides for his sheep, who watches over and protects his sheep, who tends to his sheep, O Lord, diligently, faithfully. And we thank you, Lord, that you will provide for your people because you are the God of more than enough. You're the God of all grace. All you have given us, O Lord, access to the very best that is in heaven. You gave us the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, O Lord. You sent him, O God, and he never sent any away empty-handed, O God. And he took all that came to him, O Lord, he provided for. And we thank you that you are yet providing, Lord, yet doing great and mighty things, O God. Yet, O Lord, by the power of the resurrection, life that is yet present within you, resurrecting lives, O God. And you do your greatest work, O Lord, in the midnight hour, Lord, when the backs of your people are against the wall. You show yourself mighty. You show yourself to be a God to them, O God. And you show yourself to be strong, Lord. So, Lord, come forth as our great shepherd, Lord, meeting every need, according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Even as David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Oh, we thank you that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, O God. We thank you, Lord, that because of our faithfulness, O Lord, our sons and our daughters are not raised up for calamity or destruction, and we ourselves are not raised up for calamity or destruction. because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and keep us from every form of evil. And no device of the enemy can prevail against us, O God, because greater, hallelujah, is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You are the greater one, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Our God reigns.
Yes.
He reigns in the north. He reigns in the south. He reigns in the east, and he reigns in the west. Jesus is Lord. The devil is defeated, and the people of God are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through him that has loved us and given his life for us. And he is yet alive, and every knee will bow as he liveth, hallelujah. As the Lord lives, I say, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus is Lord. The devil is defeated. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Hilton. Praise God for that powerful prayer. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to, did not ask that the that our listening audience pray with us corporately as we normally do in the Lord's Prayer. So right now in the line of prayer and in the vein of the Lord, we're going to ask that everyone right now bows your head and join together, hallelujah, in the prayer that our Lord taught the disciples to pray. Praise God.
Our
Father, which art
in
heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in
heaven.
Give us this day
our
daily bread,
and
forgive us our
trespasses,
as we forgive
those
who
trespass
against
us.
Lead
us
not into temptation,
but
deliver us from
evil.
For
thine
is the kingdom,
the
power, and the glory, forever and
ever.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. This tonight, I will be bringing to you from the Word of God, Psalms, several verses in Psalm 46. Psalms 46, verses 1, 7, 9, and 10. Verses 1 read, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Praise God. Verse 2, therefore we will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the sea. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Verse 9 and 10, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the heathen. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come before you. First of all, Lord, just to tell you, Father, what a glorious and mighty God you are. You are a wonderful God, such a faithful and good, good Father you are. There is no other God like you, Lord. Indeed, the heavens and the earth declare your glory. The sun and the moon and the stars are a reflection of your majesty. Creation, Father, sings of your glorious presence. The oceans roar and the mountains tell of your ever-present power. Oh, what a mighty, mighty God, saints, we serve. There is none like you, O God. Thank you, God, for your everlasting love, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was a ransom and a propitiation for our sin.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus, for your life, for your death, for your resurrection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your redeeming sacrificial blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and sanctifies and saved our soul from a burning hell. That redeeming, praise God, blood that restored us back to right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Oh, that blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that never loses its power. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that after your ascension, you saw fit to send the Holy Spirit to endow us with power from on high, that you, Holy Spirit, dwell within us, giving us all that we need to be about our Father's business and walk this journey with divine power to defeat the forces of the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord God, according to Luke 10 and 19, you have given us power and authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the evil one, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Therefore, Satan, we come tonight to serve you notice. Tonight, that because we are the children of the Most High God, covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, indwelled by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, that you have no dominion, you have no power, you have no authority over us, because we are the property of Almighty God. We bind the hand of the enemy and any of his tactics and wicked devices in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and banish all demonic forces that try to come against the children of the Most High God in Jesus' name. We rebuke sickness, hallelujah, and disease. We rebuke drug addiction. We rebuke the spirit of murder. We rebuke the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. We rebuke the spirit of Jezebel that tries to hinder and cause broken relationships and broken marriages. We rebuke the spirit of rebellion among our children. And we declare, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God reigns supreme in our home and in the households of your people, Father. Lord, I lift up tonight to you those that are battling illnesses in their body. And we speak and declare divine healing over their bodies in Jesus' name. We declare that every cell, that every nerve, that every tissue, that every organ, that every bone, that every joint, and that every system of their bodies line up and function in the perfection, hallelujah, that God created it to function. We speak healing over Mother Pat Gallo right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Let her rise up, Lord God, off of her, off of the sick bed, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Strengthen her with a divine strength, Lord God, and a divine power, Heavenly Father. Let heavenly angels, Lord God, encamp round about her, Lord, and keep her safe, Heavenly Father, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing, Lord God. Your word tells us that healing is the children's bread, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for her healing, Lord God. We speak the same prayer and healing, Lord God, over Kashmir Whitehurst in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing her body, Father God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that, yes, Lord, we pray for her healing, and we declare it in Jesus' name. We speak healing, Lord God, over Mary Britt right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing, Father. We thank you that you keep her each and every day, watching over her and keeping her, Lord, in your care, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. And we speak healing, Lord God, over Elder Albert and Veronica Ben dominion, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
total healing over these
yes,
that are battling
yes,
illnesses.
Yes, yes.
Then you have no place, no
yes,
dominion over, no authority. We speak healing over Michael Strayhorn
yes,
right
Father,
now,
yes,
Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
And we declare the healing over your people, your children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that your word tells us, Lord, that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities.
Yes,
and
yes.
by his stripes, we declare their healing in
Jesus',
name, Lord.
Father.
We thank you, Lord God, for your provision.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you meet every financial need.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Lord God, that you meet every relational need. We thank you, Lord God, that if there's anyone that stands in need of employment, Father God,
yes,
that
Lord.
You meet them at their point of need, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we lift up our nation to you,
yes,
Father,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We pray for the president of this United States, President Joe Biden.
Yes,
we
yes,
pray
yes.
for Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray for every political official, Lord God, at the local, state, and national level, Father God. We pray for their salvation, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that they will be able to make laws and guidelines and follow according to your biblical principles. In the name of
Jesus,
Father God, we pray, Lord God,
yes,
that
yes,
this
yes.
too will one day again be a nation, Lord,
yes,
one nation
yes,
under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, Father. Oh, yes, we lift
yes,
up these
Lord.
United States of America to you, Father God. We are coming together, Lord,
yes,
according
yes,
to
yes.
your word, Lord God. That says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
yes,
then shall they hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. So we thank you, Lord God, as we lift up these prayers to you, Father, for the healing of our nation,
yes,
in
Father.
Jesus' name, Lord
Jesus
God.
Name.
We also lift up our young people to you, Father
yes,
God.
Yes,
cover
yes.
them, Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that every parent, Lord God, would take the time, Lord God, and share the word of God with their young people.
Yes,
because,
yes.
Lord, your word tells us, Heavenly Father, that if we train them up in the way that they shall go, Lord God, when they are old, they will not depart from
yes,
it, Lord
yes.
God. That's a promise that we have from you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word says that if our young people, if our peace children are taught of the Lord, then great shall be the peace of our children, Lord. Nothing missing and nothing broken, Lord God.
Yes, yes,
so we speak, Lord God, over our young people,
yes,
over this next generation, Lord
yes,
God,
yes,
that
yes.
they will be a generation that will bow their knee to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. That they will be a generation, Lord, that will know how to seek after God, that will know how to trust
Amen.
In the God of their fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
Father God.
Father.
Oh, yes, Lord, we just turn our young people over to you, Father God.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Lord God, that you keep them covered. Keep them protected
yes,
from
Lord,
the devices
yes,
of the evil one, Father God. Thank you for your anointing power, Lord God, that rains down upon them. Thank you for every parent that knows how
yes,
to be able
yes,
to
Lord.
Cover their child
yes,
in prayer,
yes, God.
Lord God, in their going out and in their coming in. Teach them of your word in their lying down and in their rising up. Yes, Lord God.
Yes.
Plant the word of God on the inside of them, Father God. And your word promises, yes, Lord, that it will never come back void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Lord. Oh, we give you praise tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be able to come before your presence tonight, Lord God. Thank you for the healing of our lands, Father God.
Yes.
Thank you for every woman and minute, Lord God, and every family on this line tonight, Lord God, as they have taken the time, Lord God, to even tune in, Lord God, to be able to join with us in prayer, Father God. I pray that every need, spoken and unspoken, Lord God, is met in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we give you all the praise. Let your blessings go forth. Let your Holy Spirit reign supreme, Lord God. Let there be a revival in this land, Father God.
Yes.
Let your will, Lord God, be done in and through and over this earth, Father, as it is done in heaven. And we will be certain to give you, Lord,
yes,
all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that's above every name, and that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At this time, we will call for Elder Lisa Strayhorn by the grace of God. Elder Strayhorn, go ahead and press
amen.
One on your dial pad. Praise
amen.
God. We're bringing you into the studio now. Go right ahead, Elder Strayhorn.
Praise God on tonight, for God is good and worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes,
amen.
He is.
Amen.
The scripture that God gave me today is Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your
amen.
Ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So tonight,
amen.
Father God, we come to you, Lord. We continue this sweet hour of prayer. Father God, we
amen.
Just thank you for your love and your grace. Father God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for your tender mercies, for you are God yeah. and God alone. And because of
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father God, our cloudy days are gone. Lord, we come
amen.
To you tonight. We lift you up, Lord, and we praise you for being so good. Father,
amen.
We pray for those who have lost family members, Father, and friends,
yes.
Lord. We pray for those
yes.
who have made foolish decisions to hurt people and kill people,
mm-hmm.
Father God. We realize
yes,
that the enemy is busy and he's angry because, Jesus, you are coming soon. So, Lord God,
amen.
Be with the leaders of your church, Lord, so that they will
yes.
guide and direct your children, Lord. Be with their decisions, Lord, and allow them to
yes.
humble themselves before you, God, so that they will hear
yes.
from you,
Jesus.
Be with the
yes,
prayer
requests,
Lord. Be with the mothers, Lord. Be with this nation,
yes.
Lord, our president, our vice president, Congress, Father God. Be with the
yes,
young
yes,
people,
yes.
Lord God. The enemy is
yes.
trying to steer them to the world, Lord. But we rebuke
yes.
the enemy, Lord, and we tell him to go back to the pits of hell from which he come, Lord. And we just
bless
our young people, Lord, tonight, that they will shine forth, that they will bring forth your word, Lord, in these last days,
yes.
Father God. And we thank you, and we just praise you
thank
for
you,
them,
Jesus.
Father. Lord, we just
yes,
ask
Father.
You to give them perfect peace, Lord, as they keep their minds stayed on you, Lord. God, you
yes.
are God
yes.
who never fails, Lord. You never fail,
yes.
Lord. You keep promises, Lord. We thank you
yes,
that
yes.
in life, death, and resurrection, we see love, justice, and mercy, provision, and victory.
Yes.
You are the God who lifts up those who are way down. You are the God
amen.
Who provides for your children. Our
yes,
desire
yes.
is to praise you as long as we live. Oh, Lord, you are the source of all true and lasting joy. We praise you
amen.
For your power, which is beyond compare. We worship you for
yes.
your wisdom, which is beyond understanding. We ask you to meet all of our needs, Father God. We ask you to restore the brokenhearted, Lord. Heal the wounded. Lord, you have revealed yourself to people, and you are building up your church, Lord, which the gates of hell cannot prevail. How great you are. You are the bread of life. Let us feast on your word, Father God, and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of this world, Lord. Let us follow you out of darkness. You are the door, Lord. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Lord. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection life. Let us find true life and victory in you. You are the way, truth, and life. Let us love you with all of our hearts, soul, mind, strength. O eternal God, you are the rock. You are the firm foundation for everything we build. You are the gift to your people, Lord. For you are the you are so good to your church. Lord, you equip, you train your people to carry out good works you have prepared for us in advance. And we ask that you will provide wisdom, guidance, and direction. Remind us that you are our loving friend. Oh, what a friend we have in all of our friends. What a privilege it is. Everything, God. The Lord, you are our power strength. You are our rescue.
Yes.
Everything we need is found in you, Father God. For those who come this evening feeling broken, Lord, bring restoration. For those who come feeling, bring strength. For those who come here weeping, bring joy. For you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. For those of us who come here with doubt, bring faith. For those who come here feeling shame, bring freedom. For he who the Son set free is free indeed. For those who come here feeling, bring rest. For those who have come here feeling anxious, bring peace. Lord, please continue to be with the ministry of the ministers Jasper and Constant Whitehurst, Lord. We thank them for their ministry, Father God, and we just ask you to send a special blessing their way, Father God, for you see and you understand. And we thank you, Father God, and we praise you, Lord, and it's through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that we pray this prayer tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. We're going to call on, at this time, Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, Elder Green. Amen.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for who he is and all the things that he's done. And right now, I'll be reading from Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at the ninth verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Dear Heavenly Father, I come unto thee as humble as I can, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Dear Lord, we want to say thank you, God. For it was you that brought us, God, that took care of us. It's you that deliver us and save us. It's you that renew our mind. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are coming to you, Lord, for our families, dear God, for those who are unsaved in our families, dear God. We ask you, dear God, to come into their hearts, dear God, that they may open their blinded eyes where Satan had blinded them from the truth, that they will remember who Jesus is and believe and trust in him and have faith in him, that God is able and he can destroy every yoke in their life. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for those who are afflicted and sick, God, in their bodies, dear God. We know that we are going through suffering, but help us to be patient, dear God. Help us to remember to put all our trust and faith in you, because we believe in that word, that you do heal all diseases. We know by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on the promises of God. But as we suffer for Christ's sake, dear God, let us do it with joy in our hearts, dear God. Let us still stand boldly for the righteousness of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for the leaders in our church, dear God, to stand firm on the word of God, to bring forth the truth of the word of God, to let the people know that the Bible have not changed. The Bible is the truth. Because we know this, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father but by me. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, help us, God, to continue to stand, to preach the gospel and do the will of God, to show love where there's unlovable, to show kindness where there is no kindness, to show how to believe and have faith when there's so much doubt around, to stand and not be afraid and believe that God is all-powerful and mighty. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for our nations, the leaders in our nation, who's under the authority that we are over and under. But we are the things that we know that God is the one that protects us. God is the one that provides for us. God is the one that leads us. God is the one that guides us. God is the one that loves us. We pray for our leaders that they will let go of those things, of those philosophies, of things in their mind, and let their mind be renewed in Christ Jesus so he can help them by the Holy Spirit and guide them into the right decision. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying for the young men and the young women, dear God. For the nation, dear God, is getting more loose in the things that they do. But they have to stand on those standards that God has put there in the law, in the word of God for them, for a guide to show them how to talk, to show them how to lead and guide people, children, when they're in the courtroom, dear God. Help them, dear God. God, when they're in a relationship and a relationship don't turn right, dear God, help them how to heal within when they're hurt, dear God, and wounded. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we pray for the widowers, dear God, and the fatherless, dear God. For you are our judge and you are a provider of the people of God. Oh, God, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, that we will continue to pray. Even sometimes our body may be weak. Sometimes we look like what we do does not count. But every single work, every single fruit that you've done for Jesus Christ shall count up in glory, and you shall get your reward. So let us keep on and put on the whole armor of God and keep on fighting for the will of God. Fight for the things of God. Fight for the righteousness of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless the ministry of the New Season Ministry, of the relationship and the marriage of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Dear God, bless them in their finances, dear God, and bless those who are on the broadcast that need a financial blessing right now. Believe that God, as you sow seeds and you sow that you sow bountifully, God will bless you bountifully. It may not come when you think, but it'll come up unexpectedly. God will show out for you. Oh, God, have mercy. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the God, our Father, the Lord of Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercy and the God of all comfort. Dear God, we come unto thee
and say thank you, for you are God alone, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the one who was crucified and dead and buried and rose on the third day morning, and he is the resurrection and life, and we are standing on the word of God. We thank you for your love, that you love us enough that you didn't leave us in the condition we was in. Dear God, continue to watch over this nation. It says, in God we trust on the money. Don't trust in the money, but trust in God who may submit somebody to make the money for us. Dear God, is the one that supplies all of our needs. Dear God, let us continue to hold on to the faith that God has put within our hearts to keep on standing strong. Even when we feel weak, keep on believing and standing in his love and his faith and the word of God, which is true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
for that
God.
Powerful prayer. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. At this time, we're going to ask that Pastor Valencia Jackson, Pastor Valencia Jackson, we're going to go ahead, and you are live in the studio. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Vanette. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. My scripture tonight is, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Go right
All
ahead.
Right. My scripture tonight is Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Also, the next verses are starting with verse 4 that says, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. Verse 7, hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Verse 13, finally this says, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Lord, today we come to you in understanding and knowing that you are indeed our salvation, and because you are our salvation, we are made whole by your word and by your blood. So today, now, God, I lift up my mom today, and I ask you that you will be her healer. By your stripes we're healed. We speak forth healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and we thank you, oh God, that you regulate everything about her in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we ask you that you would indeed touch, oh God, touch those on the prayer line who need to you to be Jehovah Rapha, their healer. So we speak healing to all those who called out, who need a healing on today. We thank you, oh God, that by your stripes we are healed. And so today we also ask you, oh God, that you indeed touch today. Lord God, we pray for the president of these United States. We pray for this nation that you indeed have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon these United States. Lord, we pray for your mercy and we pray for your grace, oh God, upon these United States. We lift up our young people unto you, oh God. They are indeed bombarded with everything they see. They're coming out of the pit of hell, and they don't know which way to go. But, Lord, we pray that you would give them the mind of Christ. They would choose you, oh God. They would choose to live for you. So, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our young people, every person that is connected to us, every person, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your delivering power of our young people. Lord, we ask that you will raise up the young people to call upon your name, that they will declare and decree your word in their lives and the lives of others, that they will be an influence to those around them. And Lord, we pray for the intercessors, oh God, that you will continue to give them the strength that they need to be able to call out upon your name, to continue to stand in the gap for on the behalf of others. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to be your ambassadors, that we are the ambassadors of Christ, and you have called us to speak forth your word, to declare and decree. So we declare and decree your word in every situation that concerns us, that your will be done in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for what you are going to do and what you will continue to do. Lord, we pray too for a revival to come in us, and that revival starts within us, and that we will declare and decree your word, what thus says the Lord, without fear, without shame, but we'll declare flat-footed what you say to do, oh God. We will declare your word loudly and boldly, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, we understand it is your word that sets people free. Your word says in John 8:32, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so, Lord, we pray for all of us who declare your word, oh God, the men and women of God who declare your word. Allow us to speak your truth into the atmosphere, into the people's lives in which we have an influence, that lives will be changed, that lives will be delivered, that lives will be healed, and that lives will be saved, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you will move and have your way in and amongst us. Allow us to be used for your glory, to declare and decree in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be careful to give you the praise, be careful to give you the glory, for you are indeed a worthy of all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Pastor Danette. We give all the praise to Almighty God. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to come to the throne of grace in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Scripture for the night is going to be coming from Psalm 54.
Amen.
Verse 1 and 2. Psalms 54, verse 1 and 2, King James Version.
Amen.
Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for God in heaven above, our heavenly Father, give word.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
To my mouth, to give to eight people on this hour. Praise God. Well, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for being our Heavenly Father, Lord, being our source. Lord, we thank you for being our strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being a great and mighty God, Father, Lord. Elohim, Father, Lord. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, Lord, Jehovah Nisi, Lord, Jehovah Shalom, Father God. We praise your holy name for being almighty God, Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Lord. We thank God for your holy word on this hour, Lord, your holy people on this hour, Lord, to bring prayer to you, Father. All you take two or three, together. And Lord, you say you shall be in the midst, Lord. You get touching the green, you shall be in the midst of this, Lord. We thank God for being in the midst of this prayer right now, Father, in the midst of our supplication, in the midst of our meditation to the glory of God, Father.
Yes.
We pray for the people, God. Pray for the nation on the hour, Father, Lord, for President Biden, Lord, and Vice President Harris, Lord, and himself, Father. Pray, give the wisdom, guide, and direction, Father, Lord, to lead this nation, lead this country, Lord, in the right direction, according to your word, according to the will of God. And we pray for the governors of these states, Father, Lord, and the mayor of these cities, Father, Lord. We pray for the people of God in this hour, Father, Lord, to be in prayer, stay in the gap for those things they need to be in prayer about, Lord. Every situation, every circumstance, Father, Lord, there's nothing too hard for our God, Father, Lord. With God, all things are possible, Father, Lord. We praise God for your holy word, your Holy Spirit on this hour, Lord. We pray, God, for Mother Gallows on this hour, Lord. Pray for divine help, divine healing in her body, Lord, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, Lord. Pray for her to be strengthened, Lord, inside out, Father, Lord. We'll restore and renew her mind, her heart, Father, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Yeah, your holy anointing, your healing anointing be upon her body this very hour, Lord. We rebuke sickness and disease out of her, Father, Lord. Pray for total health and healing in her battle, Lord, throughout this day, Father, and beyond, in Jesus' name, Father. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for the young people, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, give them wisdom, Lord. Give them knowledge to make correct decisions, Lord. No matter what, wherever they go, Lord, they can trust in God. They can trust in His word that God will be right there with them and have them go through whatever storm they're going through, Lord. Our God is able to keep them and have them be strong when they are weak, Father. Be strong, be strengthened in, Lord, where they need to be strengthened at, Father, Lord. And we pray for their salvation through the glory of God, Father, Lord. We thank God for let it be done, let it be so, Father, Lord. And we pray, Father, for Michael Trahan on this hour, Father, Lord. Bless him and his wife, Ella Trahan, Lord. Bless their children, Lord, and their grandchildren, Lord. Heal his body, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord, with the power of Almighty God to come upon him, Lord, in him and through him on this very hour, Lord. Restore him, restrain him, Lord, and renew his heart and mind and spirit on this very day. For God, we know that with God, all things are possible. There is no failure in our Heavenly Father. There is no failure in God, Father, this very day, Father. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Lord. We pray, Lord, for police reform throughout this nation, Father, Lord. We need police reform throughout this nation, Father, Lord. Police reform our justice department, Lord, our justice system, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that God, Lord, that take care of it, Father, Lord. Pray that restore it, Father, to where it needs to be, Lord, where you designed for it to be from the very beginning, Father, Lord. We pray it need to be strengthened, Lord, it need to be cleaned out, Lord, it need to be restored with the power of God, Father, Lord. And we ask for that to be done, Father, Lord, and throughout this land, Father, Lord, to heal this land, heal these hearts, heal their people, Father, Lord, to know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, want to reestablish those things here on this earth, Lord, in our life, in our family life, in our home, in our marriages, with our children, with our grandchildren, Lord. Let it be so. Let it be so, Lord, in our hearts, our minds, and spirit, Lord. Let it, you ordained it from the very beginning, Lord. Bring, let it be, let it come to pass right now, Father, Lord, to our family, with our children, with our loved ones, and with our marriages, Father, Lord. Let it be done in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, for first responders. First responders, Father, Lord. Yes. Oh, we pray for registered nurses, Lord. We pray for those nurses, assistants, Lord. We pray for those physicians, Lord. They're going through different hours. They put forth, Lord, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 hours, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Pray for them. Be strengthened, Lord, whatever they're going through, Lord. Bless them and heal their body, mind, and spirit, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. Going through this pandemic, Lord, but God is able, Lord. Yes, God is able to restore. God is able to strengthen, Lord. God is able to send this pandemic back to the pits of hell and never again to return in Jesus' name, Lord. Pray strengthen your people on this hour, Lord, to be strong and to be mighty, Lord, and to restore them, Lord, where they need to be restored, Lord. Be strengthening their heart, Father, on this hour where you need to be strengthening it, Father, Lord. Pray for your people on this hour, Lord. Oh, Lord, you say your house should be called house of prayer, the house of restoration, Lord, house of reconciliation, Father, Lord. House of restoring the breach in our life, or in our home, in our family, Lord. Bless them on this hour, Lord. Bless the people of prayer, just strengthen them for such a time as this, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you say you are our advocate, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. Yes. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our healer, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. You're the beginning and you're the ending, Father, of our faith, Father, Lord. You are author of our faith. You're the finisher of our faith, Father. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Lord, on this day. Lord, you are our comforter, Father, Lord. You are strength, Lord. You are deliverer on this hour, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for delivering our hearts and minds to strengthen us where we are weak and to be strong for the things of God, Father, Lord. Help to finish the course, as Paul said, to finish the race, Father, that's set before us, Lord. There's a lot of things to be done, Father, a lot of work to be done, Father. And we're working for the things of God, for the kingdom of God, for such a time as this, Lord. Open every door, every avenue, Lord. Strengthen our mind, strengthen our finances, Lord. Strengthen our hearts, Father. Strengthen our speeches. Go out and speak the word, to live the word, to do the word that you call and command for us to do as a child of God, as a ambassador for God, as a child of the Most High God. Let it be done, Father, for this is the day and this is the hour, this is the time for us to go forth and to make a difference here in this earth, Father, Lord. Rebuke the enemy for all over this world, Father, for each and every continent, Lord, for our brothers and sisters, for our missionaries down in Haiti, Lord. Pray for them, Lord, they'd be free, they'd be released unharmed, Father, Lord. Pray for your people here in the States, Lord. Bless God, keep them, make them strong, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. Lord, reverse our abortion law, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord, to make good laws, Lord, to the things of God, to the people of God, Father, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord, open our eyes to see. May we not be blinded by the enemy, Lord, to restore us, Lord, to restore our heart and our mind to the people of God, to the saints of God. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. Let your will be done. That the intercessors take an intercede for the saints of God. That they stand a gap for the people, God, there, the minister, yes, come together and be in unity of the brother, in the unity of the spirit, Lord, unity of the church, Lord, the unity of the kingdom of God, Father, and go by the kingdom's business that God called, commands to do, kingdom work, Lord. Now is the time, Lord, to do the work that God had called for us to do the mission work, Father, to do the work we need to do for the salvation of the soul, Father, for restoring the kingdom of God, Father, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord, for the joy of our salvation, Father. For God bless our hearts and our mind, for the King is the King, for the Lord is the Lord, for the light of the world. Jesus is our strength, Father. Jesus is he is the way, Father. He is the truth, and he is the light, Father, Lord. And he is the only way we have towards salvation is in and through him, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord, and it's our Lord. He's our true Messiah, Lord.
Yes.
He is our true strength, and what we need to do is all done through him, Father. All done through the things of God, the things of Christ right now, Father, Lord. He is our peace, Lord. He's our restorer, Lord. He's our strength, Lord. He's our Prince of Peace, Lord. He's our peacemaker, Lord. We thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for who he is. He's our strength. He's our comfort, Lord. He's our redeemer, Lord. He's all the things we need to do. God got this, Lord. We thank God for his holy word. Thank God for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank God for strengthening us where we are weaker to be strong, Father, Lord. For our family, for our children, for this generation, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't live without you. We can't do nothing without you. Help us stay in the vein of God. Help us stay. He's our true vein. He's our true spirit, Lord. He's our true strength, Father, Lord. That we learn to be obedient to the things of God, Father, Lord. And help us be faithful to him. For he is compassionate, and he's always faithful to us, Father. Help us be faithful toward the things of God. Amen. Help us be true to who he called us to be. True to the things of God. True to be our strong strength, our strong and mighty tower, Father, Lord. We thank God for he quickened our spirit on this hour, Father, Lord, to do what he called, commands us to do. And, Lord, help us to pray for this nation, Lord. Pray for the people of God. Amen.
Yes.
Pray for, Lord, what you called, commands us to do in this very hour to go, to do, to be what God called and commands to do, Lord, for such a time as this. Help us to be restored, Lord, to strengthen us, Lord, to do what God had called and commands to do for such a time as this. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord. We thank God for your holy word, your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank God for your holy people, Lord, to come together in unison in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, Lord, and to worship you, Lord. God, to worship God in spirit and in truth, Father, Lord. To true worshiper come together and to be a unified body for the things of God, to rebuke the enemy, Lord, at all costs, Father, in Jesus' name. Break down all the strongholds of the enemy, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We declare it, Lord, to be done, Father, Lord, and pray for those that come before God, Lord. We repent our heart, Father, Lord, to confess the sins before God. Come before him, Lord, that God will change your life, Father, and give you a change in your life, give you a strength in your life, to turn you around to another direction, Lord, to send you to the right direction, then you run to before God Almighty, not run away from him, but go to the throne of grace, go to God, that God will restore you, God will restrain you, Lord, and come out of alcoholism, come out where God, where you are in, God can deliver you out of where you are, what you are in. He can give you strength to deliver you out through the power of his word, through the power of the blood of Jesus. God can deliver you out of that, and you'll be a new person in Christ, a new creature, new creation in Christ Jesus, amen. And God can restore you whole than you ever been before. And we thank God for that newness of life. We thank God for he reconciled us back to him through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father, Lord. Thank God that God is the only one that can do that through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let him work in your life. We see him today as your Lord and Savior, praise God. Let God change your life for the good. Let God give you a better life. Amen. God, Jesus, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Now is the time, now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow not promised to us. Right now is the day of salvation, saint. Right now is the day. For our family, for our children, for our nation, for our loved ones, for our family, for our marriage, for our sons and daughters. Right now is the time, praise God. Let your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done to the glory of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, let your will be done. We praise your holy name, Father. Let to God be the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God and give him all the praise. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, for that prayer, that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. We give God all the honor and all the glory, and we give him all the praise. We thank him so much for the opportunity to just come before his throne of grace to be able to pray. We don't take that for granted, because the word of God tells us that men ought always to pray. Yes, and we know that the power of prayer, prayer moves mountains, prayer changes things. So we thank God tonight. We thank God for every minister, our prayer warriors
Amen.
That were on
Amen.
The line tonight that
Lord.
Joined
Bless
us in
Father.
Prayer, Minister Hilton
yes,
Britt, Elder Lisa Strayhorn,
yes,
Elder Maddie Green,
Bless the Lord.
Pastor Valencia
Hundredfold,
Jackson.
Father,
oh,
name.
Yes. We ask that, Lord God, that you bless these
bless
men
Lord.
And women of God indeed,
God, yes,
that
Lord.
You strengthen them, that you keep them. In the name
thank
of
God
Jesus.
Thank God for the faithfulness, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. And we thank God, hallelujah, for their faithfulness, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes.
Thank God for them just having the willingness to share with us tonight. We thank God also for our listening audience as well,
Amen.
Those that have joined in prayer. We felt your prayers as our ministers went forth. We thank God for the support of our listening audience and your prayers, and we just declare and decree blessings and healings and the will of God be done, perfect will of God be done in your lives and in the lives of your families as well.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Thank God and give him praise. We don't want to take for granted that everyone that has tuned in tonight is saved. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what a perfect opportunity to get to know him tonight, hallelujah. And the word of God tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. And it just takes a simple prayer of confessing your sins by saying, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, who I know is the Son of the living God, to come into my life and to take charge of my life as Lord of my life, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. It's just as simple as that. And if you prayed that simple prayer, knowing and believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead for your sins and mine, then you are saved. And we welcome
Amen.
You into
Praise
the
God.
Kingdom
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the word of God tells us that if but one turn their life around from a world, from a life of sin and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then the angels of heaven are rejoicing. Oh, yes. Think about that. The angels of heaven are throwing a party on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we thank God for you as well. Praise God. As we get ready to close out, I just want to share with our audience that next week is another special program and service. We're going to have, in honor of this month being a month of Thanksgiving, what we have named as our TNT service broadcast. And that stands for TNT, our Thanksgiving
Amen.
And Testimony
Woo-hoo.
Service, praise God. So what the word of God in Revelation 12:11 tells us that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And we have those that want to thank those that have already signed up to share their testimony
Amen.
With our listening audience. And if you have not, and you know that the Lord has done something mighty, mighty, mighty good for you, hallelujah, that the Lord has been a blessing
yes,
to you,
yes, yes.
that the Lord has kept you, and you want to share the powerful testimony that the Lord has given to you and for you, go ahead and dial. You can simply just let us know by calling or sending a text to this number at 404-281-0799. Again, that's 404-281-0799. That's my cell number. I will go ahead and add your name to the list of those that next week will be sharing their testimony.
Amen.
And Lord, we're going to have a powerful time, a mighty time. Hallelujah in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. And we also, too, invite somebody to tune in. Praise the Lord. Invite somebody that needs to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that will be a benefit from hearing the word of God and benefiting from this ministry and this kingdom work.
Amen.
We give God all, and yes, they may have a testimony. If they do, invite them, and we'll allow them to be able to share their testimony as well. Praise God. We want to thank also those that help to financially support our ministry. We are a listener-supported nonprofit ministry. And if this ministry is a blessing to you, we ask that you please consider supporting it with your tax-deductible donation. Praise God. And we thank those, again,
Amen.
That generously support and financially support our ministry on a regular basis.
Thank you.
We
thank
give
you.
God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for you. We're going to go ahead and close the service out tonight. And again, thank you for this powerful time of prayer. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
So we thank God for the 10,000 times 10,000 that we have put to flight tonight. And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for you. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week, saints. And to God be all the glory. We love you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless.
God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Hold on. only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? I can only imagine.